All right, everyone. We're still here with you for part two of Foul Monkeys.
Is it going good so far, guys?
For me, it's not sucking as bad as last week.
Not so bad.
I don't want to kill myself. And you. What? I don't have any show topics.
Well, that being said, let's go.
Out here in the jungle, there are no rules. There's only one voice you can trust. Foul Monkeys. Sit back and relax. And enjoy the show.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. You have downloaded episode 282. This is Julian.
And this is Ricky. Just made it back.
Today is Sunday...
May 2nd.
Oh, shit. May 2nd, 2010. See, that's why I let you do that part.
Sorry, I had to run to the refrigerator real quick.
The beverageator.
The beverageator. I had to get my Coke Zero.
Oh, I had to get your Coke Zero on.
Oh, you're going to get my belching on.
So. Oh, my God.
So what's the difference between a belch and a burp? Is that the same thing?
I thought they were the same thing, just different words.
Different words.
It. Yeah. As probably anybody that follows me on the Twitty is aware, this past Wednesday, my boyfriend Connor had back surgery, so I spent from Tuesday till last night at his house helping him get through all of that.
And he's better?
He's much, much, much better. He had the laser surgery, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be really not so invasive and mm-hmm. a quick recovery. So...
I would say if he's walking on the same day, that's a quick fucking recovery.
Oh yeah, he walked. I mean, they wheeled him out to the car and put him in, but he walked from the car into the house. So mm-hmm. he's doing pretty good. I mean, he's yesterday and then today he's real, real good.
So when's he go back to work? Does he know?
They told him because they took so much stuff out. Mm-hmm. His surgery ended up taking almost 3 hours. Mm-hmm. But they took so much stuff out, bone spurs and herniations and other crap that I don't know the terms for.
Right.
But the doctor told him instead of going back this Tuesday
mm-hmm.
to wait till the following Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's got another week of taking it easy.
That's good.
But he was kind of funny when they called me up to the recovery room. He was still on something. So I get off the elevator at the third floor where the recovery area is, and the nurse comes out the door at the same time. She's like, "Are you Julian?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "I will cut you." I'm like,
Oh, he was saying that?
He was doing the Bon Qui Qui back in the recovery room, cracking all the nurses up. Yes.
Did he know he was doing it?
Apparently so. Oh. And They brought him into the bathroom, and I went in there to help him get dressed. And the nurses came in with us, and one of them was a black girl. Mm-hmm. And Connor's like, "She's from the Bronx," and she looks at me. She's like, "I'm from Jamaica." Connor's like, "Yeah, that's what I said. The Bronx."
Did she mean Jamaica, New York?
I don't know. He's funny as shit, though. He was all effed up.
I love to see people when they're all fucked up under sedation because they say some fucked up shit. Oh God, that's hilarious.
Yeah. But as I found out, I have to give mad props to anybody that's a caretaker or a nurse out there because it's really hard work and I couldn't do it on a permanent basis.
Mm-mm. I can tell you one reason I can't do it because I can't stand whiny shit. Like, if I was a nurse and people were coming in and they were being, like, whiny, can't do it.
No! You
suck it up!
You shut up and grab that bedpan yourself.
Suck it up! You put the catheter in yourself.
Ooh! God.
Did I ever... I don't know if I told you this. I don't know if I've talked about this on the show, but when I went to the emergency room one time, I had... What happened, I was at work at Walmart,
mm-hmm.
and I had a really
first
bad...
First mistake.
Right, yeah. Well, I was 20, okay. So. I had been sick for like 4 or 5 weeks, mm-hmm. and I thought it was getting better, and it eventually started getting worse. So I was at work one day, and I started coughing, and I almost passed out. So I went to the emergency room. Well, first of this is the first thing. Why did Walmart let somebody that just almost passed out because they couldn't breathe drive themselves to the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
That could have been a lawsuit. But anyway, I get there and I went to the emergency room and they do all their shit. And then I had to go, you know, in the waiting room or when the doctor comes to see you. Well, the guy next to me, I don't know what his deal was, mm-hmm. but the nurse came in there and she was giving him a catheter.
Mm-hmm. Goes, and you're laughing.
Well, I was like, he was like, oh my God, you just hit a bone. Oh. Hit a bone. And I was like, holy shit.
Oh my God.
I would like, I don't ever want one of those. I don't ever want anything like that. But anyway, that's the point of the story, but I ended up having really bad
gas.
An upper respiratory infection that almost turned into pneumonia. But they gave me this fucking awesome cough medicine.
Uh huh.
Dude, I didn't go to work for 3 days because I slept for three fucking days straight. Because it was to the point where I would cough and I was like coughing up blood, and I was like, "Oh, it's time to go to the doctor."
Oh my God!
But I slept for 3 days, and let me tell you, when I woke up. No more cough.
Wow.
I laid on that couch for 3 days, and all I did was suck on that damn cough bottle, that cough medicine bottle. I was like, That was pretty awesome. I love codeine, and I love codeine with a shot of alcohol.
You are not right with Jesus.
So, we got another phone call. And we got another one.
Do we? But just to clarify, this was not at the hospital. It was at a specialty clinic. And people come from all over the country. They have one here and one in, I think, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But anyway, people come from all over the country to go to this clinic for this specialized surgery. And they really take care of not only the patient, but the people that comes there with the patient. I mean, mm-hmm. they have computers and they feed you and have
good food.
Yeah, they have it catered in.
Shit.
And
how many people were there?
There was probably in it's cafe and mm-hmm. waiting area, but there was probably 40 people there.
Damn.
Yeah, and it's like a assembly line the way they, but everybody there was super super nice and mm-hmm. pleasant and something you never see at a hospital. Mm-hmm. There was not one person that was like, "Robe, can't you see I'm on the phone?
Are you going to interrupt my conversation?
Road,
yeah. I'll cut you."
So there was none of that. That's good. I was shocked.
That's good.
But when you pay that much for surgery, they can afford to hire people that aren't bitchy.
Right. I have a serious subject to talk about.
Oh, should we get the sad Foul Monkeys music on? Okay, go ahead.
Boom, boom. It's not really sad, but the oil spill. Well, that's sad, but what's even more sad is there's people that still think that there should be offshore drilling in the fucking Gulf Coast, look at this bullshit that's happening.
You know what? Everybody that, Sarah Palin and everybody that was chanting, drill, baby, drill.
Uh-huh. It's safe.
That should have to go down there with a bottle of Dawn dish detergent, a mm-hmm. roll of paper towels, and a straw to suck it out of the water.
Mm-hmm. And then clean all those poor animals that are... They can't move.
That's what the dish soap's for.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's terrible.
It's awful. And you see like all those animals that are just laying there because they can't move.
I know.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I hope it doesn't come to Florida because, you know, that's where...
Where's it hitting right now?
Louisiana.
Oh. Well, that's where like a lot of people see like tar balls and stuff. Like they'll be on the beat.
Racist.
That is not a racist comment. Oh, I just spit a little bit. I can't believe you just said that. Anyway, people say when they're on the beaches around that area that on the beach you'll see this big black blob just show up from the water. And it's like oil, like tar. I didn't say tar, baby. Asshole. But anyway, it's really sad, and I don't think there should be any offshore drilling in the Gulf.
No, of course not.
There's off the Gulf of any
area. Plenty of places they can get it without doing that kind of shit.
Go to fucking Alaska. Nobody lives there.
Except Sarah Palin,
and stick her ass on that show.
We do have listeners in Alaska.
Well, they can move, though.
That's bad. Mm-hmm. That's not sad. I don't want to see anybody's home
out in the water
polluted with oil.
Yeah, I guess not.
But I'd rather see somebody else's than mine.
Right. No drilling.
Especially not here. while we're on the sad subject.
Well,
it's not really sad, but it cracked me up. This cracked me up every time. Mm. I heard it. I kept seeing the news over the past several days, and there was a local soldier killed in Iraq, which is terrible to say. And, you know, I'm not laughing at this, but every news organization that reported it said the same thing, and I guess they were just reading off the original report of it. Mm-hmm. But what they would say is, enemy forces attacked his unit with an explosive device, which cracked me up every goddamn time I heard it. They couldn't have said it any other way, except enemy forces attacked his unit with an explosive device. Poor guy.
Oh, ouchie unit. Speaking of that, I watched a movie last night called Brothers. It had Jake Gyllenhaal in it.
I was totally expecting something
different. Not a porn.
Damn.
It could have been a good porn, though. But it was really good. It's about this guy that is held captive over in Afghanistan. He's, like, forced to kill his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife is told that he died, but he was actually being held, you know, captive.
Uh-huh.
So he gets saved and then goes back home and then goes fucking crazy.
Really?
Like, lunatic fucking crazy.
Wow.
Because he was forced to kill his friend and he hadn't told anybody. He just said he died. It was really good. And then I went to go see Nightmare on Elm Street this weekend on Friday.
On Friday?
Yeah. It was, I was kind of like, because I was expecting more from the old movie. I thought it would follow the same kind of storyline.
Would be a strict remake?
Not a strict remake, but go more along the lines of the movie.
Right.
And the characters, I don't know. They just, like, the Nancy wasn't like the Nancy in the original. I wasn't feeling it.
Right.
But, I mean, the movie was good. It's gory. The only thing that I really didn't like about it is you saw Freddy Krueger a lot, like his actual face. And in the original, you know, he was in the dark all the time.
Yeah, of course.
You could just barely see his face to see that he's burned. Well, this one, he's in the light, but he looks like a burned Avatar person. Like, he has, like, weird eyes like that, and he has that big wide nose. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why couldn't they just use the original mask, you know? And this Freddy is a lot shorter than the original Freddy.
You know, we're losing people in the room as we go along. God. And we kept the people last week when we were terrible. But they're leaving. Fuck them if they can't take a trip.
Yeah. Maybe I'll say something bad.
Probably the tar baby thing.
Oh, I didn't say tar baby originally, so. Don't blame moi.
Having watched a lot of TV the past week, I kept seeing this commercial over and over and over again. And it's for this thing from Vagisil. And it's the Vagisil screening kit, where apparently you take this stick and put it in your cooter, and it changes the color, and they give you a one of those pool test things where if it turns this color, it's this, it turns this color.
Right.
And there's like 10 different colors, and whatever your stick turns color is what's wrong with your cooch.
Ew.
Yeah. How nasty is that?
So it'll say like chlamydia, gonorrhea.
Well, I don't know that it's diseases, but it's like yeast infection or...
What other things?
Dried cum. I don't know.
Oh, dried cum.
But seriously, there's like five or six different colors.
We need to buy one.
Of things it can be.
We need to buy one.
And I mean,
we'll use Nicole as the guinea pig. And then she can hold up her color.
Yeah, because I'm not touching it after she puts it there. That scares me.
All the burping makes people think it's the BFO, so they turn off after 20 minutes.
Womp, womp.
Well, sorry, maybe we're stealing people's stuff.
I guess we shouldn't.
But I can't help it. It's Coke Zero. It makes you fucking belch.
Maybe burp. If we really want to run them off, we'll scratch off 5 minutes and make people want to kill themselves.
Guess how much I saved?
You hear that?
Hear this? Hear this? Hear it? Hear it? All right, we have some more phone calls. Okay. Let's do it.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Coca-Cola Zero and Belchers.
And the Vagisil screening kit.
Yes.
When you don't know what's causing that itch in your cooch, use the Vagisil screening.
Check it out. Green is chlamydia. Orange is
syphilis.
Rotting.
Isn't that a given?
Black is rotting. No, black is moldy. That's what that is. No, green is moldy.
Oh, then Nicole's stick's gonna turn green.
White is unused. Hers would be white.
And green.
It's white because it's green.
The moss that grows on rocks is growing up in there.
Ooh. Is it the slimy moss?
Duh.
All right, here we go. First call.
It's not because the moss is slimy. It's not because the moss is slimy. It's just because it's normally slimy.
Gross.
Ricky and Julian, this is Miss Wes, and I just wanted to give you a call and say thank you for all the effort you have put into arranging the dinner and picking the restaurant, and I'm sure it's going to be fantastic because you guys have put so much effort into it. And I can't wait to see both of you. So, see you soon. Bye.
Aw, thank you, Miss Wes.
And when he says thank you, he means thank you, Julian.
Right.
Since Julian is the one has done everything regarding
what
this.
What is there for me to do? What was there for me to do?
Well, true, but, I mean, people are thanking you and you have done nothing.
Well, they're thanking the show.
Oh, but they can say thank you, Julian, for putting this together.
Well, he said Ricky and Julian, right?
Yeah, but what did Ricky do?
It was my idea to say, okay, we're going to host the dinner.
And Julian, take care of this.
Yeah, you're my administrative assistant.
Uh-huh.
That's how that works.
I see.
Oh, thank you, Miss West. I can't wait to see you too. You'll be able to see me in my skinny boy jeans, which aren't so skinny.
But supposedly, if Wes was to walk up to me on the street, I wouldn't know who right. he is. And I never listened to his show.
You should go listen over to Live It Up. Go over and listen to his show mm-hmm. when they're not having earthquakes. Fuck that shit. I am not. I could only imagine me going over to California on a visit and fucking have a damn earthquake one.
No, I can't handle the ground shaking.
Mm-mm. Can't do it. Bed shaking? Yes. Ground shaking? No.
I'm so glad you moved your bed across your room so it's not butted up against our joined wall between mm-hmm. our bedrooms anymore. Because that was really distracting.
Well, it was distracting for me too.
Yeah, but
when you and Chris
moved.
Were up there rolling all over the place.
We don't need to go there. But anyway,
and well, I've heard. Next call.
Oh my God! Turn that down.
Jump on the tulips and the daffodils. Oh yes, this is your Auntie Vera, and I just wanted to call your little show to remind you that Friday will be my 75th birthday, and I hope you will dedicate a show to your favorite auntie. And if you can't do that, maybe you can dedicate one to me. Thank you for calling, and enjoy your little show. I don't listen, but I'm sure some people listen to it and enjoy it. Yes, Myron, she's in the hydrangea. Oh dear, Jesus.
Wow, Auntie Fury Charles is sounding a little
big fatty-ish
there. Big fatty-ish.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you try to copy him like we're doing?
I know, right?
I'm getting a little nervous because I think the dryer buzzer might be going off soon.
Oh my God. Well, I still think we have rights to that because once you pod fade, you lose it. So
sorry, I had to take a drink. Thank you for calling Big Fatty again. Everyone should go listen to Big Fatty. You can find him at bigfattyonline.com.
And you don't need to use the www.
And don't just type in Big Fatty, because it'll take you to the wrong place.
Yeah, apparently there's a barbecue place and a blues band somewhere named Big Fatty.
Yeah, but let me show you what comes up when you type it.
Oh. .vc? Were you going for VD? No! No, I will not look at pictures of grossly obese women. No! Oh, no. No, 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 no.
You don't want to watch the movie?
No. No, no, no. No. I'm blocking that out with my hand.
All right, no. It's gone.
Oh, thank you. God. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, please don't just type in Big Fat.
All right, let's see. Here we go. Next call.
Hey, Ricky. It's Misty. I just wanted to congratulate you guys on a 4-year anniversary. Been there through the ups and downs, and thankfully you guys are up right now.
Well, I wonder if she... You know, she was in the room last week, so...
Oh, well, this call's not addressed to me.
And you guys are really awesome. You're like the...
She said you guys.
Go back to the beginning.
Hey, Ricky, it's Misty. I just wanted to congratulate you guys on a 4-year anniversary.
You guys.
Been there through the ups and downs, and thankfully you guys are up right now. And you guys are really awesome. You're like the perfect match for the show. So here's to 40 more years.
Who knows? More years.
Hopefully you'll grow with technology, and one day it'll be like hyper interactive. Well, I'll talk to you later, and happy anniversary. Bye.
That's okay, Misty. I'm just tweaking your nips.
Don't get her started.
That's the best I could come up with on such short notice.
Just tweaking your nips.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say busting your balls, but...
she probably has some of those, too.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Mr. Things over there shaking.
Mm-hmm. He had him a bath this morning.
Mm-hmm. He's behind you. It looks like he's going to attack you.
Sounds like a date of yours.
You're just getting all them one-line zingers on me today, aren't you?
I'm trying it. Is it okay if I call you Joe? Because I practice some zingers where I call you Joe.
Oh, it's going to say the same thing. Oh, God, that's funny. Okay, your next call.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. It's Steffi. I was just calling to wish you a happy 4-year anniversary. I tried to find pictures of naked guys to send to you, but I was at work, so it seemed like a bad idea. But I love you guys, and I'm very excited that it's been 4 years, and I hope you guys have a great 4-year anniversary. Bye.
Well, thank you, Steffi. Thank you.
Steffi and Misty, at one time, they were on a few of the shows, and there's some funny shows with them.
Oh, really?
Actually, Misty's first show she was ever on, she wasn't actually on the show, but she laughed so hard she farted, and you could hear it through the recording.
Oh.
And I wish I knew what show it was, because we'd play it.
Oh, okay.
It's like the third or fourth show. Yeah. I mean, she laughed so hard, you can hear... And you remember my old apartment, right?
Yeah.
You remember where we were recording?
Yes.
She was in the living room.
And you could hear it from there? Holy shit. Literally.
She goes, no!
Wow.
But I love you because of that, Misty. Mm. That's what made it funny. It was awesome. Oh, maybe she was in the dining room. I thought for some reason I thought she was in the living room. But maybe she was in the...
Well, I thought you recorded in the dining room.
We did.
Or what should have been the dining room.
Right. It was the recording studio.
Studio.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for calling, Steffi. You guys should check out their podcast at... why do I want to say Stars and Tart? That's not them.
Oh.
Bootyandthebeard.com.
Uh-huh.
Which I made an appearance on. You guys should go over and listen.
Another Ricky spinoff.
Right. Of course. We have... What are some spinoffs we have? That's What She Said podcast, Booty and the Beard.
Well, maybe this one will be good.
Ouch.
I'm just busting their balls.
Maybe this one will be good. Fuck.
Jesus, Ricky.
Ooh, acid.
Oh.
We don't read in the chat room.
We try to.
It's hard to talk about stuff in chat.
I mean, I try to keep glancing at the chat room, mm-hmm. but I also try to stay in the conversation. That way I can actually be.
Instead of going, mm-hmm.
Humorous. Yeah.
That's what she said doesn't exist. Oh, star. Wait, TTSS. That's. Oh, I think you meant that's what she said.
It could be.
Oh, I didn't know they didn't exist. Hmm. That's sad.
Womp womp.
All right, last call. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky, it's Luke. Congratulations on 4 years, brother. That is very good. I hope it takes off and you guys become famous. Don't forget me when it does. Oh, voice change. Voice change. No, it's too late for that. Bye.
Oh, well, Ricky won't forget you when we become famous. Since, and again, I was a call directed to you.
Hey.
Oh, whoops. You know him, actually. I'll have to tell you who it is.
Okay.
But we can't discuss that right now.
Okay.
But thank you, Luke, for calling. We appreciate it. We had more local people call.
Thanks for
our anniversary.
Thanks for calling, even though you don't love me.
We need a sound effect for you. Lou, can you make a sound effect for Julian when he doesn't feel loved? We can go, wah, wah.
Well, we'll use it every show. Because I get...
Every 5 minutes.
I get the short end of the stick, so to say, every episode.
That's what happens when you're a sidekick.
I am not the sidekick, goddammit. I'm the talent. I'm the pretty one.
Oh, what's her name though? She says who she is. I'm the fuck.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're a movie.
About.
You're quoting a movie, right?
No.
Oh, I thought that was from a movie. I thought that was from Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh,
when
no.
They're talking about Thelma and Louise.
You're talking about. I'm the Mary.
Yeah.
I'm the Mary.
Right.
Okay.
How long have we been recording?
We are...
Too long. 59
well,
minutes too long.
Every time you ask me that...
It scrolls away.
We're at 58:50.
That's a good stopping
that
point.
That is a good stopping point.
Let's see. Let me just read a few last sentences from...
Somebody called you a horse.
Oh, yay, equine. Why can't you give me the respect I'm entitled to, the respect that I would give her? Because I'm not one of your fans!
Oh, goodness.
Oh, we're so gay.
Yeah, I know.
I might want to watch that tonight, actually.
I think it's time to wrap this up. Yeah.
Do you think they'd be interested in us, like, doing that part? Have Lou videotape us, and we could do a YouTube clip of it?
Yeah, but of course I get to play Joan, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't want to wear that ugly-ass wig that bitch wore. Ugh.
Well, you gotta have some hair somehow. Womp, womp.
All right, so we're gonna get out of here. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or... 863-666-0377.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
You can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
You can join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
And you can follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys or finding me on Facebook from Ricky Burton. You know what I was doing? I was sitting here. I was like, damn, look at my muscles in my arm.
God. And by the way, Ricky has done this whole show shirtless.
Yes, I have. Which, and I got booby sweat now, too.
Oh, God, I'm so disgusted. Yeah.
You know you want it.
I hope everybody in the room had a good time today. I certainly enjoyed being with you guys, and we shall be here next Sunday again at 3 o'clock for your listening pleasure.
I need to answer a question real quick. Okay. Yes, Misty, you can sit in on a recording, and we do read emails. We just don't get any.
I know, right?
We would read them if we got them, but...
Nobody loves us.
Yeah.
And when we do, they're addressed to Ricky.
Yeah, and I wanted to say thank you to the person that left us an iTunes review. Can I read that real quick before we go?
I guess.
It's from NativeJ69. He said, "Hi, Ricky." Oh, yeah. Hi, Julian. Just kidding. "Well, I just came across your podcast like today, and I have downloaded all of them. And I must say that Ricky's voice just turns me on. But yeah, and I love what you guys are doing, and keep it up. And I love you both. Oh, yeah. I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Later, babies."
Well, thanks for leaving us a review.
Hey, thanks. My voice is sexy.
Oh, well, wait till we see the picture.
Oh.
Sorry, Ricky.
Bye.
All right.
We'll talk to you later.
This
Bye.
Is Julian.
This is Ricky.
Peace.
Holla.